all you need is one vulnerable person, Greg, on the end of that phone that is nervous and probably that's probably living on. It could be a young person, that it could be any age, somebody that's just in a vulnerable spot on that particular day that becomes intimidated. They will hand over all the relevant details, the information, and within a matter of minutes, they will have the money gone out of their account. They're thrown out a huge net. It's like a trawler net. This is a specifically targeted attack on Ireland. This would be advice that I would give to particularly vulnerable people out there in our community. There is a method. If you say, if you're a vulnerable person living out there and you're on your own, and say you've only have a few of your children ringing you, you might have the public health nurse, the surgery, your clergyman might ring you at the local shop. You can have 10, 12 numbers in, you could have whatever it is, and only those numbers will be allowed to ring you. Everybody else that rings you, you won't get the call. The call will go straight to your voicemail or will be ignored. That is certainly a suggestion I would suggest for vulnerable people in our community is to set their phone up for that. But for the likes of myself, for the likes of you, it certainly wouldn't suit me. And it's literally, Greg, is a case of just biting the bullet on this and just ignoring them calls. Certainly do not engage with them, do not press any number, and certainly do not talk with them, because all they want is your money. That's